Welcome to another episode of Case and Kahuna. In a point in time, as I'm growing up, I was making a decision, determination to improve myself. So I take the time to make an analysis about the things and the areas I need to improve that will help me, that by improving these areas will help me to conquer and achieve other areas. And that way I'll create a synergetic where everything is connected in a certain way that will sustain a higher level of achievement, right? So I call it the pillars, and I basically break it down into 7 major areas or 7 pillars that will help me and anyone focus the different areas you have to learn and to hit in order to cover all the boundaries that will cover the skills you eventually need. So the first one, and I picked this one for a very specific reason, it is the learning. Learn how to learn, or the different methods of learning, speed learning, mindset, cognitive psychology, in the base of how we process information and how we remember things, the mental exercise, and all these areas where knowledge is important. You conquer and dominate how you learn, right? And this is important because basically from this point forward, all we're doing is learning, right? And before we can implement anything, we need to learn. And that's the first step. So we basically learning how to learn to maximize our process of learning and at the same time maximize our time and effort. And that way, we can even learn more or save more time for other things, right? So this is our first pillar, learning, okay? The second pillar is a correlation of understanding what some call the law of attraction or the ability to be motivated, to be focused and learning and knowing the fact that whatever you put your mind and effort into it, you will eventually conquer. So if you put your mind and effort into something enough time to manifest, to become, it will eventually manifest, it will turn into a reality. So our understanding the same pillar is the idea that your mind, you build the energy inside of your mind based on the idea that you believe and you act on it. So you need to learn stuff like affirmation, visualization, vision boards, dream boards, mind movies, and stuff that will amplify and will help you focus your subconscious and conscious and unconscious mind and work in your favor and alignment to create whatever it is that you're willing or want to create. Okay, the third pillar, money, our understanding, finance, personal finance, business finance, money in all the aspects. What it is money, what it is the language of money. Understanding money is an important key factor to be able to be successful in this modern age. Because we like it or not, money is the tool that will allow us to get anything that we want, maybe physically or non-physically, like quality time with your families. So understanding the finance, the language of money, and that way you will be covered and making the decision that will put you in a situation that you want to be. And will actually help you make the decisions, the right decisions. The fourth pillar is the psychology or the persuasion, the aspect of being able to persuade yourself, to convince yourself by understanding how you work and being able to manipulate and control your own self as others to do what is on their best interest and also as yours. The fifth pillar, and it's important to understand, even though I given these pillars in a certain order, they're not necessarily a specific order. It's more like an alignment, like a pillar that all align in a certain way to hold on the floor, and I mean the ceiling, and you have to have them all perfectly aligned in order to be able to sustain everything over it. Okay, so the fifth one is what I call spirituality, and I take it even step forward, right? Or farther, it is because spirituality I see it more as a basic and high level to everything, right? And for me, the most advanced aspects of spirituality are what we call, some people call the esoteric aspect of it, and are these aspect of developing the inner well-being of ourselves and manifesting all those extrasensory abilities or things. So, but the most important part of it is that being that well-being of connection with yourself, your inner being, and that higher being, right? The sixth pillar, protection. And what I mean protection, you need to learn how to defend yourself. Once you build an empire or you're building your house, you want to make it that it will be hold the impact of the wind or anything else that may come at you. And by learning how to defend yourself is by learning how to do things properly. Meaning, if you're building a business, you want to build it in the right legal aspect of it, so you don't want someone else just take over it, or because of some technicality, you lose your business or whatever, or one aspect of it. You want to, you know, protect yourself, and this can extend into all aspects of as security, like surviving, self-defense, just in case somebody attacked you, you have this basic elements of understanding to be able to defend yourself successfully. And the seventh pillar, our last pillar, is health. Keep your health. Exercise, food, supplements. Become healthy in every aspect of it, mentally, emotional. And as you see, all this seven pillars work together to help you build a solid foundation in every aspect of your life. And even though you don't have to become perfect or a master in every single one of them, you want to cultivate each one of them simultaneously as you grow as a person, as you become more a as you practice more of the casing on your life, you improve in every on these aspects. You hit every single of these targets. So you don't want to keep focusing too much in one area that you forget the other and you become unhealthy, or you focus too much in healthy and peaceful that you become dumb and forget that there's evil and you're not able to defend yourself in worst case scenarios. So this is for now. And thank you for listening. See you in our next episode of Kaysen Kahuna.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.